This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey everybody, this is Gabe with Awakened Tarot. I will be joining you for this episode this week. Jacqueline is hard at work right now, working on the next episode, which will come and Awakened Tarot, as you know it as usual, will resume next weekend with a very cool episode that Jacqueline decided to take some time to research for today instead of coming back. And since it's close to the first of the month, I am gonna get you guys up to date on the astrology coming up this month. So welcome back from our long hiatus. This is I guess you can think of this as kind of an intro to the next season. A season three, technically, of Awakened Tarot. For those of you who've been keeping up, we are finished with all of the cards. We have been through all of the cards, and it just happened to finish up on episode 100. And we're moving on to bigger and better things, hopefully. So let's dive into the astrology. And as always, I'm going to go through some of the transits of the month, and I'll keep it short. This is a tarot podcast. So I'm just going to hit a few of the big ones, talk about them, some of the archetypal significations that we could be experiencing in your lives or collectively, and then provide some insight for you to maybe do some tarot readings about the astrology. I find that personally that's a really good way to not only relate to the collective, but tarot for me as an astrologer has been a good way to help me translate, to help me define how these archetypes, how a planet might relate to me. What does it mean for me actually in my life? Does it represent a person? Does it represent how my mind figures things out? Does it represent how I view relationships? Does it represent work? Does it represent my daughter? You know, there's ways to figure this stuff out, and you can do it totally with astrology, but I like to use both of them in conjunction. And I actually personally, I learned tarot first, or the theory of tarot first, when Jacqueline and I started this podcast. I started learning a lot. Obviously, it's a teaching podcast, and I am front and center for every single episode. Just a little pedestal moment, but let's get into it. July has a couple doozies. June, on the whole, was sort of a quiet month astrologically. Of course, there were things happening, but July has a couple big ones that people are already starting to talk about. By people, I mean some of the astrological community, as well as the tarot community. They are often combined. So firstly, I'll just talk about this full moon in Capricorn, which means that the moon is in Capricorn and that the sun is in Cancer opposite, because it is Cancer season. This will be coming through when this podcast drops on Monday. And there's a lot of parental themes on display. Cancer is a nostalgic sign. So there could be some childhood, drama, maybe some, you may be having some dreams, tension between generations. What are we protecting now to preserve for later? That would be a good Cancer Capricorn question to ask yourself. And, again, parental karma, or, not just parental, but paternal specifically. Who am I versus who am I supposed to be for my family? And the reason that I bring this up, I usually do talk about the lunations, about the full moon and the new moon in the month whenever I do these episodes. But right before this, actually today, when I'm recording this, there's a Venus square to Uranus, and this is a liberating transit about love, sex, relationships, creativity, some themes of vanity, breaking out, standing out, And I wrote this to creating a vehicle of chaos to move toward a vision of harmony. So, like, breaking stuff to make stuff. Like, is there something that's needed of you to push through to get somewhere, to get to the greener grass, as it were? Just talking with friends and family and some of our own things going on in our lives, there's just a lot of family, a lot of people our age in your 20s and 30s are talking about our parents. Either they're in our lives or their relationships are changing, or there's something new in the air for us or for someone that we love. And I very much see that happening a lot around parents. So just an observation of mine, but that's definitely in the stars as well. And that doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be that something is going on with your parents. It can be if you're a parent, or if there's a way that you're something that in the way that you were parented that could be coming up, or that's a topic of conversation, or that's a concern of yours right now because of one reason or another. A good time to give your parents a call if you're on speaking terms, or if you're in a good relationship, or your parental figures, anything like that. And just touch base and see how they're doing. So the next thing I want to talk about is from July 20th, roughly, to July 23rd. And when I say those dates, this can be a couple days before and a couple days after. And I'll explain why in astrology and in ancient astrology, which is what I am most familiar with and studying. There is an application range and a separation range, and there is a degree-based way to measure that, and it is defined as 3 degrees, which is the ancient way. So 3 degrees of application and 3 degrees of separation. So when I say that on the 20th, the sun is making a trine to Neptune, that is the perfection day. So that can mean that as soon as July 17th, there might be some of this applying in the air, some of this energy may be building up to this one perfection point. Just to explain that a little bit. So when I say the 20th, it's in and around the 20th. So like I said, July 20th, the sun trines Neptune and Mars is opposite Saturn. So these are some interesting transits. The sun trine Neptune is, on the whole, a very fantastical and probably mostly good transit. There's potential to get lost, but for the most part, it probably feels pretty good. While at the same time, Mars opposite Saturn is going to create some tension, some blockages. So I'll read some of my notes here. I have ancestry. This is the sun trine Neptune. Ancestry, past lives, fond memories, and finding a grand purpose in our direction. Using the past to aim for the future. An acknowledgement from the universe that you're on the right path. So these things are going to altogether feel pretty good. A fantasy, science fiction, art, and music. I always feel like during a Sun-Neptune transit that I get really into, like, I got to rewatch Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or something like that. So I always like those transits for that. But with this Mars-Saturn transit, we're having a tough time, perhaps, finding your way through some boundaries. Mars is the planet of action and passion, and Saturn is the planet of sometimes hard lessons, boundaries, and obstacles. So there could be a taking it one piece at a time, discipline and patience, blocks, contractions. Having to get to work on something. Mars Saturn sometimes is a call to action to start whittling. And I like the idea of whittling, because Mars will be in Virgo at this time, and Mars in Virgo has a tendency to, I use the metaphor of whittling, because sometimes when you're whittling, you whittle away too much. You're trying to get to the bottom. You're trying to create this thing, and you just took off too much wood, and there's no wood left. And so that's a shadow of Mars in Virgo. And sometimes these shadows can come through whenever they're opposite another malefic planet like Saturn. So both of these together is going to be an interesting dynamic. I'm curious to see what might come through. One thing that I could see is using fantasy or escapism as a way to cope with frustrations or blockages or things that might come up. So take this idealistic theme of a Sun trine Neptune and put in Mars opposite Saturn and make it kind of hard to get to that ideal, perhaps. And then the next day we have Sun opposite Pluto. So we're back to parental, paternal, and, you know, back on the theme of parentage and home and family. The Sun is still in Cancer at this point, which is again a sign of nurturing and parents and caring. And Sun opposite Pluto is very much the same. The Sun can represent the father in your life sometimes, and Pluto is a transformative planet. It usually comes with a bit of a big push or a big realization or a very deep truth, something like that. And then right after that, Sun moves into Leo. So I have here hard truths about father figures, how our perception might need to change. You know, what can we do about that? The Leo is very much about the self, how our physical, spiritual, and emotional homes live in our expectation of reality. And so how can we translate how our ideal of this, because remember, we still have Sun and the Sun trine Neptune in the air. So how do we take that ideal and bring it into the reality? What was actually happening and what did we imagine? So this could be where the hard truth comes out, maybe in some sort of situation. How nostalgia paints pictures in a better light sometimes, and how we might choose to see that, but where that can also be maybe providing some of the blockages. Remembering or revealing of secrets. Another cool thing I wanted to bring up is Mars is in Virgo, Earth sign. Saturn is in Pisces, Water sign. The Sun is in Cancer, Water sign, and Pluto is in Capricorn, Earth sign. So there's this Earth and Water tension, dichotomy, and I thought of the way, I'm gonna get a little figurative right here, so bear with me. How leaning into hard truths actually help us direct the river where it needs to go, like a riverbank. You know, if you're out there building dams where maybe the river wanted to go, then you could actually be hurting yourself, even though it might be uncomfortable to go that way at first or scary. That might be a way to visualize your way through some of the blockage of Mars and Saturn and Sun opposite Pluto. These are going to be blockages. These are going to be hard truths maybe coming around this time. So, and then we move on to really the big doozy. I know a lot of these seem like they were the doozies, but this next one is probably, if you're reading content on Instagram or TikTok or follow any other podcasts or anything, you've probably heard tell of Venus retrograde. And Venus goes retrograde the same day that Mercury squares Uranus. So first I'll talk about Venus retrograde. It retrogrades for 40 days, starting on July 23rd. There is a Kazemi, which is Venus coming in conjunction with the Sun, which is a powerful omen, a powerful transit, on August 13th. And so just basically, this encompasses a lot, but long lessons or revisions about love and relationships. Could be spouses, close friends, and collectively societal norms. Venus tends to represent how we relate to each other, the things that we say, the things that we don't say anymore. Like, you know, it's obvious one, but it's not cool to be racist. So what types of, how has the verbiage changed in like even the last 10 years, even 5 years? and how have we recognized systemic racism in our society? You know, that's a Venus thing. Jupiter would be the one that makes laws about it and brings justice, but Venus is more the way that we're talking to each other, the way that we change, the way we speak to each other in those ways. So the questions that you can ask yourself is, do you need to step away from someone or something? Is someone you know or love going through changes in their relationship? And that's a pretty vague one. That can be happening at any time, but this would be a little bit more overt and a little bit more obvious. Is it time to take some next steps or different approaches in a relationship? Big adjustments or letting go of an old way of doing things, changing for the better. If you're into astrology, what house is this happening? And that's going to be very important for the individual. Again, there's as I keep hammering on, there's a lot of parents and grandparents, there's a lot of that karma in the air right now, and it's going to be happening at the very start of this retrograde cycle. It's already starting. So again, what are your parents doing? Grandparents, friends' parents, going through relationship changes. You know, we have the Cancer new moon today, upon listening to this on July 3rd. We have Sun, Pluto. And then the other thing is, what is being asked of you? I think that is a relevant question for all of these transits that I've talked about in the whole month of July. Where is your river being directed for you and for those you love? Leo is a sign of self-love. And how do you balance that for others? So just taking care in that effort right there, and being careful what you say or proclaim. The Uranus-Mercury transit that I mentioned before that's happening at the same time that Venus is going to station will tempt us to say something, maybe proclaim something before it needs to be proclaimed. So patience is a really a good remedy for most things, but definitely Uranus-Mercury and Leo is going to want to say things like I and me and tell stories about myself and a little boasty. So keep that in mind as we're traveling some big transits through Leo here. So that's about all I got today. Thanks for listening and thanks for tuning in. For those of you who are new to the podcast, there is 100 episodes of evergreen content, full of definitions for cards. Which is a great way to use that is to do a reading and actually go back and listen to an episode for clarity. Sometimes it's the best way is to hear Jacqueline tell me what I should be thinking about a card, because it's always good to get her input on a reading. We do have a Patreon. There is tarot content. There's some astrological content on there. For you Patreon subscribers, I do have a Venus retrograde where I go more in depth on some of the astronomy about that and so forth. So feel free to check that out here very soon. I think we'll upload it pretty quick here. So thanks again. Like and subscribe if you dig the podcast. And we'll see you next week where Jacqueline will be back to talk about something super cool that you guys have been asking about. Thanks a lot.